More South Australians are struggling to put a roof over their head, with the state's housing crisis labelled the worst in a generation. The Wire's Sam Giorgio has the story.
So many people out there that would be like, oh, they choose to be homeless and they're all on drugs or alcohol and all this, and it's not the case. We're all closer to being homeless than we are to being bloody billionaires, let's put it that way.
Currently, 14,000 people remain on the public housing waitlist and over 8,000 are sleeping rough. Ahead of the state election, Labor says they're on track to deliver 1,000 new public homes in their first term and a further $6 million for homelessness services. Deputy Premier Kaya Ma backs Labor's efforts in housing commitments.
We have committed and made a major investment, particularly in public housing. I think there's only been 1 year this century where we've seen an increase in public housing before this term of government. I reckon that was something like a couple of dozen houses in 2014. We've seen hundreds more added this term of government. We're committed to adding more. In addition to that, we're seeing significant increases for homelessness, the acute emergency response. Over the last term of government, we've seen an increase of $14 million, and we've pledged $6 million, particularly to organisations like Catherine House, St. Vinny's, and the Hutt Street Centre, to make sure we are providing more funding. We've significantly increased the indexation that some of those service providers receive. But we know that there is still significant work to do. I think the last half of last year, we saw nearly 13,000 people access homelessness services. It is particularly acute when you have a rental market, as we're seeing now, and we will see significant further investment.
But advocates say this falls short, renewing calls for major commitment to public housing and homelessness services as polling day approaches. Single mother and uni student Anne Marie Anderson has lived experience with homelessness. She says the state government should take direction from previous approaches.
It doesn't take too much imagination, though some, to go back and look at what's worked in the past. Also, there's many homeless people who walk around different neighbourhoods and the city who recognise how many empty buildings there are, particularly in town. Open those places up. I'm really often surprised at how the government will pay for us to have a bed in jail or take our children away from us, but they won't help facilitate us to have a house to live in.
James Hall, senior advisor at the Australian Council of Social Service, says increased social housing and sensible tax reform are key components to tackle homelessness in the state and across the broadening national crisis.
We need to not just boost any supply, but to boost the right type of supply of housing. That's really about the supply of social and affordable housing, which historically has provided a floor under the private rental market. That means those on the lowest incomes will directly have more secure housing where rent is set as a portion of their income, and indirectly will reduce pressure on rents in the private rental market because there'll be less people seeking private rentals. It's currently sort of at around 3.5% of all homes are social housing, and that's fallen from a historical high of nearly 6%. And you know, today we build less than 2% of homes are social housing. That used to be sort of 15-20% in decades past. So the type of supply really matters. And the other thing is to say the demand side also matters. Demand moves very quickly, while supply can take years to catch up. And that's why we need sensible tax reform, like the ones we're proposing in terms of curbing the CGT discount and negative gearing. To mention a couple other things quickly, there's a need to really strengthen rental protections and standards around the country. The federal government's Better Deal for Renters was an important first step, but there are some missing elements of that, including the need to limit the amount, not just the frequency, of rent increases, and also to strengthen important standards such as energy efficiency standards, which mean that people are living in homes that are expensive, that are unhealthy, and that really are just unacceptable in a country as wealthy as ours. So I think the combination of boosting social housing, curbing speculative demand from the tax breaks, and strengthening rental protections are really key to addressing housing affordability.
James Hall, senior advisor at the Australian Council of Social Services, ending that report with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.